The Sitka Superior Court was prepared for a lengthy non-jury trial in the matter. A chart of Sitka Sound was mounted in the courtroom, and attorneys for the plaintiffs had brought several large boxes of evidence and documents. Molly Algren died the night of November 30, 2004, when Rich Forrest ran his boat aground on Big Gavansky Island, about 2 miles north of Sitka. Both Algren and fellow EMS volunteer Corey Holmes were passengers on the boat. They were responding to a call for aid from a party of state trooper trainees who were conducting a survival exercise on the nearby Saginaw Islands. Forrest's status that night as an authorized fire department volunteer would have been closely scrutinized if the matter had gone to trial. So would have been the life and work of Molly Algren, a noted marine scientist and college professor. Attorney for the Algren estate, David Volokh, said afterwards that preparing for the trial allowed him in some way to know Molly Algren.
The interesting thing about working on the case is that I had the opportunity to learn amazing things about Molly Algren and what a deep and talented woman she was. And I feel like, you know, her death was a loss for everyone, especially here in Sitka.
Volokh said that the wounds over Algren's loss ran very deep in the community, but that the settlement would allow healing to begin. To that end, Volokh recognized that sparing Sitka a lengthy and divisive trial would be of benefit to his clients.
The resolution will give the opportunity for the family to continue to promote Molly's memory in a positive way here in the community, which they have been fantastic benefactors of a number of nonprofit causes that Molly was involved in and that she was champions of. And so that's really... I think the family will continue to do that.
Public radio station KCAW is among those organizations to receive a charitable contribution from the Algren estate. For his part, defendant Rich Forrest was reluctant to go on record with any comment regarding the settlement. He said that he was sorry for the loss and that he hoped the settlement would bring a sense of finality for everyone involved. Forrest said that over the course of the lawsuit, he felt he had established a good relationship with Algren's parents. Forrest was represented by the city's insurance counsel, Anchorage attorney Brewster Jameson. Jameson was forthright about Forrest and his mistake that led to the death of a fellow volunteer. However, Jameson felt that if the trial had run its course, it would have had a chilling effect on the sometimes hazardous avocation of the fire hall volunteer.
They shouldn't have to fear or have to consult with their lawyers to determine whether or not they're volunteering. Volunteers should be free to volunteer, and they should be encouraged to volunteer, and that's why the law is written the way it is.
Jameson described the law protecting Alaska's emergency services volunteers as one of the broadest on the books. Attorneys worked intensely in the days and hours leading to the settlement, which was struck after Superior Court Judge David George granted a one-hour delay in the scheduled start of the pre-trial hearings. Jameson agreed that arriving at closure was in everyone's interest.
That's certainly everybody's hope, is this can be put behind everybody, lessons can be learned, and people can have peace, and we certainly hope that the Algren family has peace.
Rich Forrest says that he will remain a volunteer in the Sitka Fire Hall. Algren's death rocked that organization, and the subsequent acrimony and divisiveness has not fully healed. Attorney David Volokh says that while this case may be closed, his clients trust, for the benefit of all who risk much to keep the community safe, that Algren's death was not in vain.
Hopefully this accident and Molly's tragic death will be a lesson for learning for everyone involved in the case. I know it has been for me, but particularly, you know, the two departments that we all rely on for our safety and well-being is both the fire department and search and rescue, that they can coordinate together to run successful operations with safety provisions in place.
Corey Holmes, the second EMS volunteer aboard Forrest's boat the evening of November 30, 2004, survived the grounding with injuries. Her lawsuit had been consolidated with the Algren suit for factual purposes, but was settled separately last week. The terms of that suit also will remain confidential. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.